listener production.
Hey there, Stephen Zoyce with you. The Premier is backing tougher penalties for social media platforms hosting misinformation. The move, announced by the Communications Minister yesterday, comes after footage of the two stabbing attacks in Sydney went viral. Chris Minns welcoming the proposal of a revamped bill to put companies on notice.
I know that we were struggling over the last week with particular websites and pages that, as I said, were spreading lies and disinformation. So if we can prevent or stop or put social media firms on notice that there'll be consequences if you don't take an active management of what's happening on your own websites, that'd be good for the state.
Time is running out for young people across the region to apply for the 2025 New South Wales Youth Advisory Council. Successful reps aged between 12 and 24 will advise the state government on a range of issues, policies and services that affect them. Spokesperson Zoe Robinson says nominations close this Sunday.
It's really important that we get people from regional New South Wales to apply because we know that there's differences in terms of the issues impacting on children and young people, but also because we want to make sure that we're reflecting the diversity of New South Wales.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service is launching a new survey providing those in regional areas like ours with a voice on healthcare. The organisation is asking for community members from the region to share their views and experiences on the system as part of efforts to provide better access to care in the bush. The survey is now open and will remain so until early May. Melbourne Storm are celebrating a triumphant night out with a win over the Roosters, helping them lock away top spot on the NRL ladder. The 18-12 win came despite losing 5-8 Cameron Munster to the Sinbin. Sydney's Connor Watson says it was painfully close.
You know, a fair chunk of their tries come off kicks and come off last plays, and when they scored 3 tries off kicks against us. So, yeah, it's just disappointing when we spoke about it and felt like we did such a good job to set up the game.
On Fox Sports there. And in the AFL, the Dogs were 60-point winners over the Saints to open round 6.